the north side is where the quote rich people live, and then there's, that's the north side, you can generally say that, or you can break it down. And there's the near north side, and that's where the old line rich people live, and then there's the northeast side.
The near north side would be close to what?
Alma's Park, Alma Heights, Terrell Hills. And the northeast side is area out toward Randolph Air Force Base in that direction. Mm. And there's some new subdivisions out there.
Is it beyond the loop? Or?
Yeah, beyond the loop. But beyond the loop, the northwest side, Castle Hills, and now it's the university and the medical school. So that's just developed in the last few years.
What university is it?
The University of Texas. Should have been downtown. Which should have been downtown.
Oh, how come it's not?
Because the people who owned the property had more pull than they should have. And then there's the west side, which is primarily Mexican, and the east side, which is primarily black, and south side, which is also a combination of Mexican and probably lower middle class whites. And also to the southwest, there are a couple of the Air Force bases, and so there you get military in again. And then the downtown area, where I consider I live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is primarily just business, but a few residential areas.
Yeah, how would you describe this area right here on King Lee and the adjacent streets?
Other than residential?
Other than residential, like, it seems to have more history than...
It's the area where the German family settled when they came to San Antonio in the middle of the late 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Is this area, are they working on restoring this area, or what? Is there some kind of, tell me the deal.
It was the first district, the first historical district established in Texas. And
what is a historical district?
It has to do with zoning. What you can do to the facade of your house, basically.
Huh. Well, explain this more.
If you want to do anything to change, to maintain, if you want to do anything to the facade of your house, you have to go before the Historical Review Board and present your plans to them, and they have to approve or recommend other ways you could make your repairs. And and then if you want to destroy a structure, you have a 120-day period to work within, and this is to give people who would like to save your structure a chance to save it. And but you can eventually tear it down. So, what else? Oh, and it's also on the National Register. Historical places as a district.
Huh.
So, we're very historic.
Yeah, I would say so. How much area does this cover?
Oh, blocks, heavens. I don't know. I guess it must be 30 blocks when it goes to the other side of the main street over here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's about 20 or 30 blocks.
Well,
in total, no. It has no shape that you can call it as such. It kind of rambles.
Okay, when you said the rich people live in the north, are these mostly whites, or...